average temperature for this time of year is right around 23 degrees, and we've been there's been days when we've been close to 30 degrees below average of what our average temperature is.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
And now with a look at some of the major stories going on around the world, here's USA Radio Network's UN correspondent, Luke Vargas.
From New York, I'm Luke Vargas with a selection of the day's top world news headlines. 3 days of anti-government protests continued across Iran on Tuesday. Thousands of young Iranians are voicing frustration with an economy increasingly unable to generate enough jobs. Reporters on the ground in the capital of Tehran say that while demonstrators initially focused their anger on economic grievances, they've now expanded to political matters, including frustration with Iran's clerical leadership right to the top, including Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei. That may explain a heavy-handed government crackdown on protesters in which hundreds have been arrested. The U.S. has been cheering on the protests from afar, with U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley extending prayers to protesters in Iran, quote, where the long-repressed Iranian people are now finding their voice. And South Korea is offering to hold direct talks with North Korea, a day after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un signaled a willingness to engage in diplomatic dialogue during a New Year's speech. South Korea says a possible meeting of top officials could occur a week from Tuesday. President Trump was quick to credit international sanctions for changing North Korea's behavior, tweeting on Tuesday that, quote, Rocket Man now wants to talk to South Korea for the first time. Luke Vargas, New York.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, it's Joe Peters, and it's the 2nd of January, 2018. I've got to get used to saying that. We're going to do a real estate update. It is December being over. It's a little on the slow side right now, but it's still pretty active in certain points. I'll bring you up to date on that. But first, they want me to do a little intro here and then the weather.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunter In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunter In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
So, let me tell you what's going on weather-wise. I'm just looking at the forecast myself saying, wow. Right now, we're sitting with 24 degrees in scenic downtown Flemington. It's about 4:04, and I'm sitting in the second floor of the Hunterdon County Chamber building, and we're about ready to start our forecast, and I'm looking at our forecast, our show, but I'm looking at the forecast, and it says we're at 24 degrees. And we're going to go to 5 overnight, 28 tomorrow, 16 overnight, 28 on Thursday, 7 overnight. But overnight, Wednesday into Thursday, just a touch of snow. It's going to hit heavier to the east of us. Friday, 16 degrees, free overnight. Saturday, 13 degrees, minus 1. Hang on, it's getting better. Sunday, 24 degrees, and on Monday, a balmy 38 degrees. On Tuesday, it's going to be 40. So we're coming out of it. We're going to get above freezing for the first time in 2 weeks on Monday, Tuesday. Once again, my name is Joe Peters. I'm going to give you an update on what's happening in real estate in Hunterdon and Somerset County. But first, we're going to play a few of our paid commercials, including one of my own. So here we go. I'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
¿Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heide and Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, if that last commercial sounded a little bit like me, there's good reason. I'm just taking a peek at the market. Looks like we had a good day. Stock market is up 0.42. I don't have the final numbers in front of me. Apparently my internet just died in the middle of doing this, but in effect, it's a pretty good day going stock market wise. So let's talk about real estate. And who am I? I'm a mild-mannered real estate rep working for Coldwell Banker. I'd cover all of Hunterdon and all of Somerset County, and I've been doing this about 15 years at this point in time. My primary focus is residential. I do a newsletter, which if you go to jpeters.com, my name is Joe Peters, P-E-T-E-R-S.com, You can find it under market updates, and I have both a Hunterdon and the Somerset. My latest monthly updates are not on my site yet. They should be there tomorrow morning, but I'm going to go over the numbers with you today. We're sort of at a very interesting crossroads because we're at a point where we typically slow down, and we have, and we're at a point where we're getting ready to start off the new year with a bang, and we are. I think we're going to see a very, very active 2018. And the reason we're going to see an active 2018 is we have a pent-up demand, both in buyers and sellers. From a buyer's viewpoint, we're just starved for inventory. We're about 18% behind where we were last year with the number of listings available. And I've got people out every day of the week looking for that house of their dreams. We could sell twice as much inventory in the under 400K market if we had more. And from the seller viewpoint, the people are starting to realize that they're sitting on a lot of equity. They set through what's usually a seven-year cycle, and now it's 12, 13, 14 years since they've been in their house and are taking a quick check at the end-of-year statement and saying, my God, we have a lot of equity built up here. The reason is, most people don't wait that long. They trade up, down, or sideways every 7 or 8 years, and now these people are sitting at 12 to 14 years, and the longer you're into a payment cycle, the more money is going towards your principal, and they're paying down the loans quicker than they thought. They're accumulating interest quicker than they thought, and quite honestly, the homes are appraising almost 5% last year. I haven't seen the final numbers yet, but it was somewhere between 4 and 5 of December 1st, and I think 5% is a reasonable expectation. Naturally, that's going to vary by your price point and your location. Let me go over those one at a time. Price point, if you're above 600,000, you're probably not seeing a lot of appreciation, but the very high end of the market has done well the last couple of months, but the 6 to 1 million in Hunterdon County is a market that's been sort of on hold for the last couple of years, and this year was no different, mainly because prices moving down from above them, people who can't sell that are in a, let's say you're looking to sell a natural 600, you're competing against ones that were 7 and maybe even 8 last year. So it's a tough market. And then I said location. If you're sort of from Route 31 to the east, you're in a really good location to sell because we catch a lot of spillover from Somerset County. People looking to move into Bridgewater, Branchburg areas can't find it, wander into the eastern end of Hunterdon County, and the areas of Reddington, Raritan, Tewksbury, Clinton Township are very, very active, part of the sweet spot, which I'm going to cover. If you're in the further west, it's taken its effect on price as well. I almost think if you're beyond the Route 31 plus about 2 or 3 miles, you probably haven't seen a lot of price appreciation. So I'm telling you, it varies by your price point for the reasons given, and it varies by your location for the reasons given. Yet there is a market for your house. Why did people buy out in Alexandria and Holland Townships 14 years ago? They bought because they couldn't find houses in Hunterdon County, Raritan, Reddington Townships, Clinton Township, in the price range they were looking for. So they drove till they could afford it. They wound up another 8 or 10 miles to the west. They paid it back a little each day commuting, but they got the lifestyle they were looking for, a country, bucolic lifestyle, and in effect, now they're turning around and saying, it's time to sell. Why aren't people coming this far? Because people used to want to live somewhere around Route 31. I can tell you categorically, they don't want to live that far to the west if they don't have to. I meet a lot of people around the 287 mark, which is, well, anywhere from 10 to 12 miles to the east of Route 31, and that's where they want to live. But in a lot of cases, they can't find what they're looking for. The neighborhoods are very densely populated. Instead of getting 2 acres, they might be getting a half an acre. They're probably paying about 20% more, and there's really nothing available over there either. We have a very active market under 4. They have a very active, because they're about 20% higher than us in Somerset County, they have a very active market over 5. And quite honestly, if a house is clean and priced right in Hunterdon or Somerset, anywhere up to $500K, it's probably going the day it comes on. We have that much pent-up demand for those size and price houses. So what I'm going to go through in the next 45 minutes is not only what's happening, which is the result, but why it's happening, which is the cause. So the cause and the result are very important, but most people can see the result and don't understand the cause. I'm going to go through the results, and then I'm going to explain to you the cause. And we're going to go a little bit over the new tax and the implications. Let's start looking at Hunterdon County. Our hot spots in Hunterdon County are Reddington, Raritan, Clinton Township. That's where people want to live. That's our sweet spot. Between those four areas, we do about half the businesses in Hunterdon County. And, once again, it touches the hot spots in Somerset County, which are Branchburg, Bridgewater, Hillsborough, and to some extent Somerset or Franklin Township. Based on the last 4 months' contract sales, these are sales that closed between December 1st and December 30th as far as a contract. Not necessarily closed and changing hands, but they went under contract. Based on those six-month sales, it's normal to have four to six months worth of inventory. That's where things are happy. Birds are flying. Butterflies are winging their way from flower to flower. You get below 4% and you get into a buyer's market. I should say a seller's market, because there's more buyers than there are sellers. And you get above 6 months inventory and you get into a buyer's market. There's more sellers than there are buyers. Now, what happens in those two extremes? In the seller's market, prices are going up. That's where we saw most of our appreciation last year. In a buyer's market, let me rephrase that. In a market that's under 4 months, which is a seller's market, in other words, there's more buyers than sellers, you're seeing prices go up. In a market that's over 6 months supply, it's more of a buyer's market, and they have choice amongst the lot that are for sale, and prices, if anything, are staying where they're at, maybe going down. Between 4 and 6 is where we target to be. And that's, as I said, the butterflies and birds routine. But we're sitting at an average of 6 months supply in Hunterdon County. And that means if we took a town that had 60 houses for sale and 10 sold last month, went under contract, but not necessarily closed, well, then it would take 6 months to sell that at the current rate. And that's a 6 month supply. We're sitting at a six-month supply for the entire county. It varies by town and price point. And we actually sold 108 properties in the month of December, and that's compared to 140 the month before. Probably a pretty good proportion, because somewhere around December 15th, people's minds go to other things. It's Hanukkah, it's Christmas, it's Kwanzaa, it's whatever your persuasion is, and you're not focused on buying a house anymore. Although I got to admit, I wrote 2 contracts in that time frame this year, so maybe it is a little more active than normal. At the same period where we sold 108 properties, we listed 196 more. Good news. We still got properties coming on the market. The average sale was 395,000. The average listing was 510,000. About 22% higher. So there's some price adjustments that will happen, and some of those won't sell until spring when the market picks up and the average price is higher. 79% of our sales were under $500,000. So what I'm saying is 1 out of every 5 sales was above $500,000. That's not a lot. And most of those were between $500,000 and $600,000. Matter of fact, let me just pull the numbers up so I could talk a little more intelligently about it. We're sitting looking at Hunterdon County with sales between $500,000 and $600,000. We had 10 as a 9 month supply. Up until there, we're in pretty good shape. 600,000 to 700, we sold 6. In the 8s, sevens we sold two, and the eights we sold one, and the nines we sold three. That's usually a dead zone, and over a million won. So we sold over $700,000, two, three, four, five, six, seven houses. Seven houses were 6% of our total sales. We're up there. So if you're sitting with a house, let's just take a moderate price point. You're sitting with a house in a 700 to 800 category. Based on these figures, and they change monthly, you're sitting with about a year and a half wait to sell your house. If you're sitting over $1 million, based on the fact that we have 51 houses for sale and we sold one, you're sitting waiting an average of 4 years to sell your house. Once again, these numbers change. In the spring, they're going to look a lot better than this. But overall, every price added up to a six-month supply, which is not a bad situation. Took an average of 83 days to sell a house. And as I said, our average sale price, 100 and county, $395, and our average list price was $510. Clinton Township sold 12, Raritan Township sold 21, Reddington Township sold 17. Those three areas totaled about 46% of our sales. Let's take a look at Somerset County and see what happens. Let me just stay on Hunterdon one more minute, and I'm going to go into the by-town area. We have some towns that are very, very active, and once again, they're Reddington, Raritan, and Clinton Township. Those Clinton Township averaged somewhere around 6 months of inventory, Reddington about three, and Raritan about four. There are hot spots. We have some towns that don't sell very fast at all, some very beautiful bucolic areas. Frenchtown. Frenchtown is now sitting with a total of 24 listings and sold one last month. Divide one to the other, you've got 2 year supply or 24 months. Flemington, usually a hot spot, but you got to understand Flemington versus Raritan. Flemington sitting with 10 months of inventory. Alexandria, 16 months of inventory. Bethlehem, 10 months worth of inventory. Holland Township, a year's worth of inventory. Kingwood, 10 months. So I'm telling you, the further west you go, the more of a challenge it is to sell your house quickly. They sell. We have an inventory. We sell. The only places we didn't sell anything in last month was Hampton. It's on the edge of Warren County. And Stockton, which is on the edge of Mercer County. So the outskirts, tougher to sell. The higher price points, tougher to sell. You get in anywhere in Hunterdon County and get under 500,000, and you probably have an active market. And if you get into those hot spots somewhere around Route 31, you're probably selling it the week it comes on, in some cases above asking. Let's take a look at Somerset County and see how it differs. Somerset County has a much different demographic. We have about 125,000 people in Hunterdon. We've got about 275 in Somerset. I'm active across both counties. I finished the Hunterdon Leadership Program in 2016, and I'm just starting the Somerset Leadership Program. So I'm very active in both counties. In Somerset, we had 270 properties go under contract, where we had 104 in Hunterdon. In Somerset, we added, and that came down from 307 a month before, and we added 183 properties, where in Hunterdon we had 196 properties. So new listings in Somerset waned. We actually beat it with the new listings in Hunterdon County. We typically don't do that. They're typically proportional. But in Somerset County, 70% of the houses were under 500,000, 22% between 500 and a million, and 9% over a million. Actually sold 15 houses over $1 million. In Somerset County, we're looking at percentages that are much different than we're looking in Hunterdon County. We're looking at an average of 4 month supply, almost a seller's market. And we're looking at all the way up until we hit $600,000, we're in a 2 and 3 month supply. Once we get to the 800,000, we're up to 16 month supply. 900 again and active, because the $1 million ones are slipping down there. And we have 182 houses for sale in Somerset County, over a million. We sold 15, as I mentioned. That gives us a 12-month supply. But overall, an average of 4 months to sell a house in 4 months supply based on current inventory and sales. And our average sale price in Somerset County is $436. And if you remember, I said our average sale price in Hunterdon County was $435. So we're pretty close as far as sale price. The average list price over there is $561, where our average list price here is $5. I'm actually looking at the wrong number. Let me just back up a step. The average sale price in Hunterdon is $395. The average sale price in Somerset is $435. That's that 20% I talk about. Average list price in of new listings in Hunterdon was 509, 510 round numbers, and it's 560 in Somerset County. It's taking 75 days to sell a house over there, and they have some spots that aren't as hot as others as well. So let me take a look and tell you what those are. We've got two spots, three really, that haven't sold anything. Far Hills, we don't sell a lot of houses, and Far Hills is a very high-end neighborhood. Montgomery. Millstone, my eye's crooked. Millstone typically has one house for sale, didn't sell, so we have no sales there. And if you look at Rocky Hill, down in the same area, two houses for sale, nothing sold. We've got several areas in Somerset County that only had two sales. They were PPAC, Raritan, and South Mound Brook. And in general, they've got 988 houses for sale, where we've got roughly 600. They're about 16% lower than where they were just a year ago. And that leads us to our biggest problem right now, and that is we are short of inventory. We are acutely short of inventory. We're sitting here at January 2nd looking towards a season that will break, depending on the weather, right after the Super Bowl. So I'm not sure what day the Super Bowl is, but it's somewhere in the first week of January. So the following weekend is where the season kicks off again, unless there's snow on the ground, and then it just waits until that snow clears up. Sometimes it waits all the way over to the beginning of March. Super Bowl date is, I'm doing the high-end Google search here, February 4th. So February 11th, roughly mid-month, February, is where the market should take off like a shot. And if you're thinking about putting your house on the market, you literally have 5 or 6 weeks to get that done. And that's where I can help. We really need to take a look at where your house is. Houses that are similar that sold last year, add a little bit more money to it because this year is bringing you in a higher price. And we've got to take a look at what's on the market that you're competing with if you came on today. I got to tell you, it is not a lot on the market. I looked for a customer in the 400 to 600K category in the area surrounding Clinton, Lebanon, and I think there are less than 16 houses for sale, where we typically have about 50 to choose from. So if you're shopping, not a lot on the market right now, mostly picked over inventory that didn't sell last year. If you're selling and your sale didn't work last year, it's time to start talking to a realtor about how to market it correctly this year, because if it didn't sell last year, it was either priced too high or it was not ready for sale. But people showed up and said, I can't buy this in this condition, and as a result, you didn't get offers. It's the only two reasons it didn't sell: price too high or not prepared for sale correctly. One of the things I try to do is bring in a professional stager each time I talk to a listing so that that person can go room the room with the seller without me being there and tell them what they would have done. And that's on my nickel. It's complimentary. I'm not allowed to pay for a stager, but she will come back with three different plans for the house, and one where the seller does most of the work and she does the design, the second one where they do about 50-50, and then the third one where she does everything. And I've seen houses that were vacant cost $5,000 or $6,000 a stage, and I've seen houses that were just needing, I don't know, somewhere between $1,000 and $2,000 worth of upgrading to get it ready for market. What does staging do? It, A, gets you a quicker sale, and B, it gets you the maximum price because it's looked at through the buyer's eye. These people have a God-gifted talent that I know I don't have, and that I think most buyers need the help of when they go to sell our house. So that's what's happening. Now let's talk about why it's happening. Somebody once said, if you know what's happening, you're always going to have a job. If you know why it's happening, you're going to be in charge. I don't want to be in charge, but I do spend a lot of time trying to understand what's happening in a market and relate it to my customers, and that's what I'm going to try to do to you with you for the next 10 or 15 minutes. Before I do that, let me run a few more of our paid commercials by you, and I'll be right back.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, that was an interesting commercial. Once again, it's Joe Peters. We went through what happened last month. Now we're going to go through why it happened and why it may continue to happen. Home purchase demand increased by 5% in New Jersey during November. And we're a month behind on these numbers because it takes some time to compile them. But that was the seventh consecutive month of increases. And that same number is about 9% for all of 2016. New Jersey experienced compounded growth of 17% over the past 2 years, and sales increased by 5% year-to-date. Activity concentrated in the under 400 market, where the millennial buyers are transitioning into home ownership, and that's a whole subject matter of its own. During the same period, all housing sales showed increases across all price points, showing confidence in the new administration. That's not a political comment, that's a fact. And plans on taxes and deregulation. There's also been some improvement as the very high end, at least especially in towns where there's great rail service into Manhattan. That's more in Somerset County than here. At the same time, though, number of houses offered for sale in New Jersey remained low and had recently decreased. The supply decreased by 5,000 homes compared to a year ago. Currently, we have 37,000, or 50% less homes on the market compared to the 2011 peak. Current unsold inventory in New Jersey sits at about 4.4 months, Once again, I said 4-6 is average versus 5.4 from just a year ago. We have an acute shortage of inventory in both Hunterdon and Somerset County in our more popular price points and locations. Hunterdon County has 18% less inventory and Somerset County 16% less. The fear of increasing interest rates based on future increases in the Fed slightly loosening lender standards are driving the market. And we saw the interest rates get bumped just in the last 30 days, quarter of a point. It really hasn't trickled down yet. And we're looking at that happening maybe two or three more times over the next year. We're looking anywhere from 4.5 to 5% interest at the end of next year. If we merely go from 4% to 5%, you're going to lose close to 10% of your buying power. That's what's driving the market. Interest rates at 3.98 for 30-year depends on your credit and your assets, naturally. And then you can get 15 years in a 3.4 and 7-year ARMs in a 3.5. Consumer fears of steadily rising rates are slowly rising home prices impact the current market. In other words, if it went from 4% to 5%, you're going to lose 9 to 10% of your buying power. At the same time, the price is going to go up 4 or 5%. So you could be down 15% just by waiting for another year. The Federati Institute, one rate, Janet Yellen is gone at the end of the year. And we have a new Fed commissioner coming in. I happen to think Janet Yellen did a decent job. But we're taking a look at increasing prices, increasing interest. The market is up. On the job front, U.S. unemployment is at 4.1%, the lowest it's been in over 40 years. That's over 40 years we haven't seen 4.1%. And it's on a decline from over 70% of the peak, which happened in 2009. On the national front, we reached full recovery in 2014. But in New Jersey, we're still lagging behind the peak, and we're expected to get there probably in another year or two. U3 unemployment numbers, 4.1, lowest in 40. U6, which is the real number because they count part-timers in the U3 number, is about 8%. But the momentum is building, and the result is consumer confidence, and it's the highest point it's been since 2004. These people are looking at, A, the level of the stock market, close to 25,000, almost hit it today. They're looking at the interest rates being low. They're looking at the values in their 401k. They're looking at unemployment, and they're saying, my God, Jupiter has aligned with Mars. We haven't sat through a better period in a long time. Let's go buy a house. And guess what? There's no houses to buy because we're, as I said, acutely short on inventory. The New Jersey job front isn't as rosy. We're sitting at 5.1%, but the jobs that we're adding are better-paying jobs. We added 65,000 jobs in 2015, which was the best in 15 years. To date, we've reached 96% of the projected numbers, finalized projected numbers are showing 59% in 2016, still good. But in 2017, we're probably going to come in around 40,000 jobs versus the roughly 60 from the year before, and that's a 34% decrease. So New Jersey jobs could be better, but the good news is the jobs that we're adding are really better paying jobs. They're not hamburger flippers, and I'm not against hamburger flippers, but they don't make enough money to buy a house. November, 33 additional 1,000 jobs were added and year-to-date versus the 59 of the month before. And even though these numbers are somewhat disappointing, the jobs are better. Rental markets. If you're looking for a rental, good luck. We're sitting at 2.5% vacancy. Average one-bedroom is running around 1350, two-bedroom in a 1600 to 1800 category. Rental prices are increasing at 10% annually, and if you've got decent credit and a little bit of assets and a job, you can buy a house. The same house you're going to rent, you can buy it cheaper than you're going to rent it, and you can get a big tax umbrella because of it. Foreclosures were still the highest state in the nation. It's giving us a little bit of relief because foreclosures are sort of making up for the sales not being available. The foreclosure process gives you two types of houses to buy. One is a short sale. That would be a situation where the people still owe $400,000, but the house is only worth $350,000 and it's being sold at a loss. That doesn't mean you're getting a bargain. You're getting it at a fair market price. But it does mean you're probably going to take somewhere between 6 and 12 months to get that house closed. And you're going to buy it as is, and you're probably not dealing with happy sellers, so either the house hasn't been taken care of or in effect, they haven't had the money to take care of it. The next level is bank-owned, and that's when the bank actually buys it back from the seller. And on a bank-owned property, you're not even going to know it's bank-owned when you start to look at it. We'll discover it as part of the process. I can always tell, but not everybody always asks me. So, in effect, bank-owned means they foreclosed on it. They bought it back. It probably sat around for a year or two. It had grass up to the doorknobs. And finally, the bank got around to refurbing it. They painted it. They cleaned the place up. They threw it back on the market. They don't want you to know it was repossessed because that gives it a negative connotation. It takes a little off the value. But you can buy a bank-owned just like a regular retail sale in about 60 days. Tax cuts. I got to tell you, it depends. I've never seen a more biased outlook on this. Some people are going to get hurt by the tax cuts. Some people are going to be benefited by the tax cuts. Everybody looks at it from their own benefit analysis. What's in it for me? And I don't blame them because I look at it that way. But I've never heard people complain about losing one benefit but never gave credit that they're getting another one in its place. For example, the two things that are happening, and one's called STALL, state and local taxes, you can only deduct up to $10,000. If you used to be able to deduct up to $16,000, you lost a $6,000 deduction, which at 30% times 6 is about $1,800 worth of taxable benefit. At the same time, your standard deduction doubled from $6,000 to $12,000, but nobody mentions that, because they just want to complain. So I'm telling you that I think it's going to take a while till we better understand this, because it just got announced the day before the end of the year. I guess it got signed on Christmas. Nothing happened for the next week, so it's so new we don't understand it yet. The second thing that's happened to mortgage interest deduction is capped at $750,000. So in order to buy a house and owe $750,000 with 20% down, you would have to buy a $900,000 house, put $150,000 down, which is roughly 20%, and have a $750,000. We don't have a lot of houses like that in Huntington. We have more in Somerset, but I argue that that doesn't affect most of our inventory. I think the taxation, because of most of our taxes on annual property taxes are over $10,000. It's too early to tell, though. These two areas will impact real estate values in New Jersey, and it's based on our state being one of the highest tax states in the union and our home values being some of the highest. And the effects on each on an individual basis need some time to be better understood, and there's going to be some trade-offs. So in a nutshell, it's too early to tell. But some people are going to benefit. Some people are going to get hurt. In average, I think most people, unless you own a house that's over $1 million, aren't going to be as hurt as much as going to be helped. The other thing that I think most people are not looking at, because it doesn't impact them directly, but it does impact them directly over a long term, is that this is a Tax and Jobs Act. It's called the Tax and Jobs Act. And it's meant to create jobs. And I'm not meaning this to be political, but if this man could drive the stock market up from where he got elected to where it is today and keep interest rates where they're at and get us the lowest unemployment in 41 years, I think you got a pretty good chance of seeing us create jobs as a result of this. You're taking that corporate tax and you're lowering it to a point where people can invest, especially the small investor where the jobs are coming from. So let's recap it. This is what's happening recapped. Consumer confidence extremely high, mainly based on job and stock markets. 80% of the consumers perceive homeownership as part of the American dream. Millennials make up 24% of our homeowner, could be half if we had enough houses to sell them. They're not buying houses much above $300,000 as first-time home buyers. Analysts' five-year forecast indicates slow and steady price growth at an annual rate of 4%. So it's a controlled growth and price increase, and it's one where we should not have a bubble. Central New Jersey's trend for 2016 and early 17 showed a surge in home sales prices, but not prices. A surge in sales, but not prices. Clustered in the under 500 market, and in 2016 we had a 1% raise. In 2017 it's 5% because it just got worse. And I got to tell you, 2018, unless we add some inventory, it's going to get worse than that as far as price increases. Houses priced under $400,000, first-time buyers and millennials experience greater pricing fluctuations. You need to take a look at the over 600 market, which holds steady, diminishing slightly depending on location and price. And as I said, often a 600 is being sold against an old 700 that's been marked down to sell. It's a tough selling area. People in their homes over 10 years are thinking about making a change. They usually do it around 7 or 8, and they're amazed at how much equity they've got. A lot of times it's going towards buying a second house or starting a business. Minimal new construction adds additional value to current inventory. We have zilch as far as new construction in Hunterdon County. I attended a septic system, and I think 95% of our houses are septic-based, and they said we had 130 applications for septics last year. That's 130 applications, include people putting some revisions to existing septics. We're not building a lot of new houses. Foreclosures are helping things, and we have an acute shortage. I've said it 6 times. That's the last time I'm going to mention it. Net-net, either as a seller or a buyer, it's a great time to be in a market. Still low interest rates, much pent-up demand on both sides. We've got buyers who want to buy. We have sellers who want to sell. An active market with increasing prices and high consumer confidence. If you would like to know how that impacts you directly, give me a call, 908-238-0118. I'd be more than happy to sit down and go over it with you and let you know how it fits in. Because we can't just say that houses between 400 and 500 are at this level. And we can't say that Clinton Township is at that level. We got to look at 400 to 500 within Clinton or Bethlehem or Lebanon or wherever you are located and look at it as it pertains to your specific house. So, once again, Joe Peters. I'm with Coldwell Banker. My number is 908-238-0118, and you can look up all of these statistics on the internet at jpeters.com under Market Updates. So, I published an article, I republished an article this morning on my blog, and I'm just going to read through it verbatim because it talks about the tax fears that we're coming up against. The article reads, "Will New Jersey home prices fall as a result of the new tax law?" Once again, it's a tax and jobs law, not just a tax law. But once again, there's political license when you're the author of an article. Tax reform froze New Jersey real estate market into a period of uncertainty. And I got to agree. The president gathered a crowd outside the White House to celebrate the new tax plan last week. Republicans cheered the new order. But across New Jersey, homeowners and prospective home buyers were pulling out their calculators and calling their realtors because the cap on estate and local tax deductions, now $10,000, will mean a tax increase for many homeowners, and that will have an impact on the housing market. I think at the very high end, you're right. I think in an average above below $1 million, I don't see it having a big impact. And they shouldn't be calling their realtors. They should be calling their tax and accountants. The realtors can help them understand what's available and why it's priced where it's at, but how to do the taxes, we cannot give you that kind of information. We can tell you what we understand it to be, but we can't give you advice. Essentially, their taxes just went up, said the real Robin Price, because if the max is $10,000, you're paying pre-tax dollars, and now you're paying $14,000. In order to pay the additional $4,000, you have to make $5,000 or a little bit more. That's true if you don't consider the other benefits that you're getting out of this tax, like doubling the deductions, or more than makes up for what we just talked about. And if you pay $14,000, we just went through that. Take a look if you're in Travis Stock paying $31,000. You've just lost $21,000. That's an issue. Somebody that's up there, somebody that's in Montgomery paying $30,000, $40,000 in taxes, there's an issue there. But that's in Somerset County, and that's in the highest area of Somerset County as far as taxation. Will the impact have on property? What impact will have on property values? No one can exactly say, but real estate markets are affected by more than real estate taxes. But an analysis by Moody's Analytics paints a dark picture. You'll notice that New Jersey has 7 of the top 10 counties in the U.S. when it comes to losers in home prices across the country. Essex County topping it with 10.5%. It wasn't because of taxes in Essex County. What impact will it have? We just went fast and read that already. Essex County is where Larry Stanley sells real estate, and he admits it's still too early to tell what the impact will be, but he says the effects may be marginal. First of all, real estate is extremely local. Everything that happens on a local level. What is happening in one area last week, last month, last year, he said, what happened in this area last week, last month, last year, he said, we have to say what is going to happen to sell houses the same way as we did before. This might cut out a couple of people who weren't going to enter a certain community in Essex County. The real towns will always be hot, and a train station near town is a hot market. If you have one in this town, it's a hot market. Yeah, you could say that you could write off $23,000 in real estate, but now even when the realtors call for a low inventory market or more buyers than sellers, the tax plan has been thrown the market into a period of uncertainty. I haven't seen any slowdown, but it's maybe too early to tell, as I said myself. It was at a client's house where he lives in Haworth, and he doesn't know even if purchasing a property now would be the right thing for him to do with the new tax bill. Maybe he should just continue to rent. It gives him a lot of concern, and now it would be good for investors and landlords. Who can pass the tax increase on to the tenants? But if you're a one-family homeowner thinking that maybe you want to upgrade to something a little bit bigger and fancier, you might want to think. So if you have to buy a house, I think is what he's saying, and you're not buying an expensive one, marginal. If you're in an area that is higher in both prices and demand, it is, and I'm not saying just price of the house, but price of taxes, it's less than marginal. It could be a major situation to be considered. You need to talk to your accountant. You need to talk to your financial advisor. And yes, you do need to talk to your realtor. I can tell you what's happening. I can tell you on a month-to-month basis what's happened with houses. But once again, it's too early to tell. This tax bill was signed the day before Christmas. Nobody did anything between then and now. And we're just starting to open the pages and read through it and see how it affects us personally. Will things be the same? No, they're never the same. Even if the tax bill wasn't here, it wouldn't be the same. But we're going to continue to sell houses because people need to continue to live somewhere. And we have an aging market of existing houses that are ready to sell. And we have millennials and second-time buyers who the first-time buyer buys the house from, goes out and trades up. So first-time buyer might buy a 150 to 300, second-time a 3 to 5, third-time buyer 5 to 7. It has a trickling effect upwards. And I don't see it stopping. And unless things double, not change marginally, I think you're going to see a very active year in the year of 2018. This is Joe Peters. This is Coldwell Banker. I'm going to play my commercial one more time, and I will be back next week to talk about a few other items. Thank you for listening, and I appreciate you tuning in.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
USA Radio News.
Well, the Obama policy on Iran from the get-go, essentially, was a policy of appeasement. And it was exemplified in his reaction to the demonstrations in the summer of 2009.
Former Ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton, with some strong words for President Obama's foreign policy when it came to dealing with Iran. Now, Iran's supreme leader blamed the protests in Iran on the enemies of Iran, whom he said were meddling with its internal affairs.
Following recent events, the enemies have united and are using all their means, money, weapons, policies, and security services to create problems for the Islamic Republic.
And tomorrow, President Trump will meet with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, House Speaker Paul Ryan, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, and White House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi at the White House. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. Maybe you've heard us talking about MediShare on the radio or heard people saying how they're really thankful for MediShare, and you're like, okay, what exactly are you talking about? Hey, it's a great question. So here's what it is. MediShare is a nationwide community of Christians who share each other's medical costs. Here's why it's grown so much. MediShare costs about half what other healthcare programs cost. It's flexible, too, so you can pick a plan that fits your monthly budget, and you get to choose your own doctor from one of America's largest networks. Something else people really appreciate, you don't have to pay for procedures or prescriptions that go against your beliefs. And you know what the best part is? It works. And it's worked for more than 20 years. People who've experienced catastrophic health bills get their needs met. People pray for each other. MediShare is a nonprofit, faith-based ministry, and it could be a huge blessing to you. Here's how you can find out more. Call 833-39-BIBLE, now available in Montana. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
Today marks the end of Minnesota Democrat Al Franken's 8 years as Minnesota's junior senator. His replacement, Lieutenant Governor Tina Smith, says what she plans on bringing to the table.
Now my job will be to go to Washington, D.C. to continue working on behalf of Minnesota and our country.
A recent poll found that almost 48% of Americans do not trust the media. Susan Page is the bureau chief for the USA Today. She explains how this is a big problem.
Well, I'm very concerned as a citizen that a lot of Americans no longer trust the mainstream news media to be telling them the truth.
Page also shares what she will be keeping her eye on in 2018.
I also think something to watch in 2018 are Justice Department investigations into leaks and whether that goes further than just rhetoric.
Senator Orrin Hatch, the longest-serving Republican senator, announced today that he will retire at the end of the year. This is USA Radio News.
Give your conservative friends a gift that will inspire and inform. The finest conservative forum in the country comes to Phoenix this March 23rd. Top names in both national and local politics will be there at the Western Conservative Conference. Learn how you can make a greater impact for this country. Reserve your seats before the end of the year and get in for half off. Make plans now to attend the Western Conservative Conference March 23rd in Phoenix with half-price seating through the end of the year at westernconservative.org. That's westernconservative.org.
For the past few years, New Jersey's bid to overturn the Professional and Amateur Sports Protection Act and regulate sports betting within its borders may have seemed like a long shot, but is it really now? Andrew Langer is the president of the Institute for Liberty. He joined Trending Today earlier to discuss this and what it all boils down to.
What you have in Washington with regards to this is you have folks